Okay, let's.
Yes, thank you, buddy. So I need to just read this too?
Just as you normally read things.
The very hungry caterpillar. By Eric Carle. For my sister Krista. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. See the egg laying on a leaf? There's the moon.
Here's the sun.
Yeah. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. See the caterpillar? He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. See two pears? On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. One, two, three plums. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Here's the strawberries. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. One, two, three, four, five oranges. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. His belly hurt. He ate all that food. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. See, he ate through the leaf. There he is.
Yeah. What is this, Mom?
Wait a minute. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and that's his house. That's where he built that house. He was a beautiful butterfly. See? Not a caterpillar anymore. The end.
I want to see.
Now, Eric, do you have a book that's your favorite? Yeah, do you want to go get it and your mom can read it to you?
Fuzzy book.
He wants a fuzzy book?
Yeah.
Do you like the fuzzy book too?
Yeah.
How old are you, Nikki?
Two.
Two?
Yep.
You're a big girl for two. Enchanted egg, remember? We read it last night.
Yeah. Enchanted egg.
The fuzzy yellow duck was the first to find a mysterious egg.
Thank you.
Okay. A fuzzy yellow duck was the first to find the mysterious egg. He was crossing the green meadow on his way to Pussy Willow Pond for a swim. And there it was, lying in deep grass under a clump of daisies.
Under a clump of daisies.
cried. What a beautiful egg.
See that egg?
He waddled all around it, staring and staring. It was a lovely coral pink color with sparkly stars and tiny blue bells painted on it and bands of squiggly white icing going up and down. Where's the blue bells? Now what do you suppose is inside, he wondered. Mrs. Robin was spring cleaning her nest in an old apple tree. Come and see the big, beautiful egg, cried the fuzzy yellow duck. There's Mrs. Robin in her nest. Mrs. Robin dropped her dust cloth and took off her blue gingham apron. She flew down from the treetop and hopped around the big egg, her bright eyes shining. Where did it come from, she asked. See, she's talking to the fuzzy duck. I don't know, said the fuzzy yellow duck. It was just here. I think it's an enchanted egg. Of course it is, said Mrs. Robin. She picked up a buttercup and put it on her head to keep the sun off. So she's got the cup on the buttercup on her lid. Let's roll it out from under the daisy, she said. Then we can see it better. They squeezed in behind the enchanted egg. One, two, three, go, shouted the yellow fuzzy duck. And they each gave a shove. The egg rolled out into the middle of the sunny meadow. They ran after it. But it didn't stop rolling. It went faster and faster till it was spinning like a top. Across the meadow it went, through the clover patch, and under the honeysuckle hedge.
I smell that egg.
The fuzzy yellow duck waddled after it. Stop, stop, he quacked. Mrs. Robin flew after it. Stop, stop, she chirped. But the enchanted egg rolled faster and faster.
They can't go fast again.
Nope, the egg's going faster. Mm-hmm. Beyond the honeysuckle hedge was a long grassy hill. An elf named Dinky lived at the bottom of the hill in a wee house under a mushroom. And beyond that was the deep pine wood. Hurry, hurry, screamed the fuzzy yellow duck. It mustn't roll into the wood. No, it mustn't, shrieked Mrs. Robin. It might get lost or broken or something. And they raced on after the enchanted egg. They running real fast, trying to catch it. Zip, zoom, the egg rolled on down the hill, heading straight for Dinky Elf's wee house under the mushroom. Dinky was rocking in his little rocking chair, feeling very lonely and wishing that something terribly exciting would happen. He's rocking in his rocking chair. And just as he was wishing, the crash came. Bumpity, boom, bang. The enchanted egg struck against the door of Dinky's little house. An earthquake yelled Dinky. He ran to open his door, but it would not budge. An atom bomb, howled Dinky. He ran to open his window, then he scrambled onto the sill and peeked out. His front yard was filled with large pink
eggs. Look at that egg.
All glittery in the sunshine.
Mom.
Yes, the egg's in Dinky's window.
Yep.
Mrs. Robin was perched on top.
Mom.
He's all tired. Fanning herself with the buttercup bonnet. A fuzzy yellow duck was sprawled on the grass, very red in the face from running. Dinky jumped down from the window, landing in the middle of his prized tulips. Is it a flying saucer? He shouted. Certainly not, said Mrs. Robin. It's an enchanted egg. Oh, how exciting, cried Dinky. See, they're all tired from running. How simply terrific. They're all tired from chasing after it.
This boy can't run fast than the egg.
He bounced up and down with glee. Then he stopped bouncing. Enchanted means magic, he said. And if it's magic, it must do something. But what? We don't exactly know, said the fuzzy yellow duck. In fact, we don't know at all, added Mrs. Robin. Just then, great-grandmother Owl flapped out from the deep pine wood. She settled down on top of the wee mushroom house and peered at the enchanted egg through her bifocal glasses. See, Mrs. Owl? Mercy me, she screamed. I haven't seen an egg like this since I was a girl. I wonder what picture is inside. See them all looking at the egg?
I can't see.
See them all looking at the egg?
Yeah.
Picture, cried Dinky, Mrs. Robin, and the fuzzy yellow duck.
It's crying. It's crying.
There are always pictures inside of enchanted eggs, said Great Grandmother Owl. Little scenes such as flowers.
Auntie Jen.
Good, go get Auntie Jen.
I will be here.
Go get Auntie Jen. You stay here with Mama, okay?
Little
scenes such as flowers, waterfalls, and fairy palaces. Just roll it over and look in the window. So they all pushed and pushed. The enchanted egg rolled backwards, and they found a little round window with its frame. A squiggly white icing all around it. Everyone crowded and peered inside. Oh, how marvelous. How simply super, shouted Dinky. I see a castle with tall towers. I see knights in armor riding white horses, called the fuzzy yellow duck. It's the horses. No. Knights in white armor.
Did they come out of here?
Yeah, they're riding down the road. I see a fairy princess on a balcony, whispered Mrs. Robin. Where's the fairy princess? No, those are the horses, the knights in armor riding the horses. Where's the fairy princess? In a balcony. She's in a balcony. There she is. Great Grandmother Owl took off her bifocal glasses and wiped away a tear. I remember seeing pictures just like it when I was young, she sighed. They looked at the lovely scene for a long time. Then Great Grandmother Owl said it was time for her to go home. But I'll be back tomorrow, she promised, and off she swooped into the deep pine wood. If you don't mind, I'd like to stay a while, said Mrs. Robin wistfully. So would I, said the fuzzy yellow duck. Oh, please do, cried Dinky. We'll have a picnic. He skipped into his wee house and came back with cookies and milk and a red checked tablecloth. Then he spread the cloth on the green lawn beside the enchanted egg. I just love picnics, he said. Are they having a picnic?
He's eating on his own?
Yeah, eating all by himself. But I've never had one because I didn't have any friends to invite. And now you've got me, cried Mrs. Robin. And me too, said Cracked the Duck. They sat cross-legged on the lawn and ate their cookies and milk, and they kept looking at the wonderful picture inside the enchanted egg. The knights went on riding their white horses beneath the castle, and the fairy princess looked down from the balcony. Overhead, the stars came out one by one. And I think they left the page rather quickly. The end. Well,
that's a nice story. That's your favorite story, Eric?
Come on, get another book.
Want to get another one? Mm-hmm. We'll do one more book, and then we'll go on to other things.
Get a small one, buddy. It's got a whole drawer full of books.